But first, it seems like a blast from the past, but nuclear power is again in the headlines, with a parliamentary inquiry into the viability of nuclear energy underway. The public submissions closed yesterday, and as ever, there is fierce opposition in some quarters to the prospect. A broad community group of unions, environmentalists, churches, and Indigenous groups has released a statement rejecting any move towards nuclear, and instead calling on MPs to focus on renewables. Some trends come and go, but others seem to come back time and time again. Nuclear power is back in the headlines, with a parliamentary inquiry into the prerequisites of nuclear energy in Australia currently underway. Australia has a moratorium on nuclear, but the Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, won't rule out the energy source in the future. He has stated that the large nuclear power plant of old is no more, and that the future of nuclear, if it has one, will be on a much smaller scale. Community groups aren't convinced and say it's history repeating.
It's extremely Groundhog Day, this. It seems like every half a dozen years we pivot around and acknowledge that there's been a failure to adopt credible and effective climate and energy policies, and then look at the distraction, the dangerous distraction of nuclear power.
Dave Sweeney is an anti-nuclear campaigner with the Australian Conservation Foundation. He remembers past attempts to introduce nuclear, the Howard government's attempt from a decade ago, and the South Australian government's Royal Commission into Nuclear Options.
That's as it is, but what is the most frustrating part is that we lose important time to really grapple with the real energy challenges we face and to embrace the real energy opportunities that we have in this country. And so we are urging all political parties to stop with the dangerous distraction of nuclear and embrace the fact that the future is renewable, not radioactive.
Dave believes there are blatantly political motivations behind the latest push.
You know, one of them is that it's become a little bit of a cause célèbre with the harder right or the more fringe elements of some of the political parties. It's also a really important and significant distractor from the absence of meaningful, effective, considered and credible responses to real climate and energy issues. So it's like climate change doesn't exist, but if it did, it'd be okay because we'd embrace nuclear, but you won't let us, so it's your fault.
The Australian Conservation Foundation is a co-signatory on the Community Declaration Against Nuclear Power. The declaration is notable for the breadth of organisations who have signed, from churches to trade unions. Also against the move are several Indigenous organisations, among them the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance. Sue Hasseldine is an honorary president with ANFA. She says there is a disproportionate impact on Indigenous communities when it comes to nuclear power.
The Aboriginal people, they've lived with all of this, you know, with Maralinga and fighting against the waste dumps. And now they see another threat coming through a reactor that can melt down, and it is. It's scary stuff, and we fear for the future.
Sue believes the need to remove toxic nuclear waste will always disadvantage those living outside urban centres.
If anything happens with an accident at the waste dump, it'll only be the country people. You know, they want to take it away from Sydney, where they've already got a reactor. They can't afford to upset the city people, so just throw it to the country people.
The lack of consultation is frustrating for Indigenous groups, who Sue believes have to live with the dangers of nuclear waste.
You know, I don't think that the consultations are good enough. Otherwise, they would find out that Aboriginal people do not want it.
Dave says, despite disappointment that the debate has raised its head yet again, there is a possibility for positive change.
One benefit might be that the government goes, okay, we actually need to do something on climate and energy, and that collectively we can push and build an expectation in the community that this is beyond partisan politics or point scoring. This is a matter of economic, environmental and indeed human health, existential aspects of those things, and that we can move on with where we need to get to, which is a renewable energy future.
Dave Sweeney, anti-nuclear campaigner with the Australian Conservation Foundation, ending that report.